Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And we're going to be talking virtual reality and video games and sports and a bunch of things with co-founder of the VR fitness and gaming company Verzoom, Eric Malafeu. And you may know him. He was the chief architect of Guitar Hero. So he created the guitar controller for that game. Of course, a massive success, and now turning his attention in the VR industry. And great to be joined by Eric here today. Thanks for coming on, Eric.
Of course, Rick. Thanks for having me.
You give my listeners a quick history of Verzoom, and if I'm saying that right, and what you're doing there with virtual reality and products for a stationary bike, video games. Where are we heading?
I'll tell you that we got started when I was at Harmonix still, looking into virtual reality, and we were just blown away by the ability it had to place you in these, any location. You know, you could feel like you were on a mountaintop or staring over a lake. But the next question was like, well, what is this good for? You know, is it good for just regular games, or could we do something more with it? And I'm an outdoor kind of guy. I love to kayak and bike and hike, and I love to think I could do things like horseback and, you know, ride race cars. And so we got to thinking, well, what if we could make you move through VR and motivate you to pedal, you know, or exercise by really placing you in these different kinds of environments? And that's all what Verzoom is about. So our first product, we created a bike. It worked with every VR headset that came out 5 years ago, but that was a beginning, you know, time for VR. You needed a computer and these kind of expensive headsets and some wires, but we really got to figure out the kind of games people liked. And so starting last year, we made a simpler system with sensors you could attach to any kind of bike, and we're now working with all kinds of smart bikes on their own. And they work with these new headsets that have come out. So Oculus Go and Quest, they're $200 and $400, and you just put them on, everything's self-contained. You can take them anywhere and be anywhere. You know, our latest product, too, lets you ride around anywhere in the world that Street View has gone. So, you know, when you go on Google Maps and you drill down to your location and you can look everywhere around you, we figured out a way to move through that as if you're actually on the road going by these locations. But you can go back to your hometown, you know, that you grew up in. You can go to any place you've ever wanted to visit and just do it from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really that's really a game changer, isn't it?
It's been fantastic. And we also involve basically every user can also be somebody who shares rides, because we don't know what are the best places to go in the millions of miles that Google's gone, but you do. And so people can create their own rides and start and end and give you directions, and other people can rate those and download those. So it's developed quite a bit of a community, and we can ride with other people now online, and people can start up a trainer. So it's really just been fantastic to see that community grow.
And that's through the VZ Fit Play app?
Yep, that's right. The VZ Fit is what we call our new app. And so we have the two versions of it. Explorer is the one with Google Street View. And then Play is the one that has the 13 different games where you can still be like a race car or a helicopter or a tank or a bicycle or a kayak. We've got 13 different levels in there, and those were just like anything we could imagine you wanting to pedal to move, we put in there. And so, you know, my history is, besides enjoying the outdoors, I also worked in the simulation business. So, you know, we've made trainers and sorts of simulations, and so we really know how to make you feel like you're able to move in that. And we have a lot of people from the Guitar Hero team, who helped us make Guitar Hero and Rock Band and Dance Central. These were other games we made at Harmonix that use your whole body. So it's always been our interest to engage you more than, you know, just your thumbs. But, you know, it's the goal of any kind of a game is to make you feel, you know, more powerful and more capable and in more interesting, you know, places, you know, that you could become, you know, and go anywhere at that moment. So with VR and with VG Fit, I think we're on a great track to do that in a really unique way. So right now our challenge is just to get people to give it a try and realize you can do more on exercise than just looking at a screen, you know, watching a movie go by or, you know, watching spin class.
Right. We're with Eric Malafeu, co-founder of Verzoom, and that's always been the real trick in the $64,000 question, Eric. We have this VR capability, but how are people going to take to it, and what are we going to use it for? And you're really offering something that that will excite people and something we can use it for. That's really what it's all about, isn't it?
That's exactly it. And so, you know, it's about getting people to give it a try, and the lesser cost headsets and the fact that we can now run on any kind of smart equipment you have or attach a $30 sensor to it just lowers the barrier, and more people are giving it a try. And the new products from Oculus are just amazing in that regard. You know, there was about 5 years where the industry had to figure out how VR is going to sell. And where they settled wasn't on the most powerful, you know, or detailed systems. That's what they started with. But, you know, they realized the actual user experience of getting in there and setting it up, that has to take precedence. So, you know, they tried it for a while with phones, and that didn't really work. Nobody wanted to carry around things they plug things into. So this last thing, basically, they're their own thing. You know, you buy an Oculus Go or Quest, and it's got games you can download on it, like a PlayStation 4 or a Switch, anything like that.
Right.
But they're games that involve your whole body, you know, because it knows where you're looking. Your hands, tracks your hands and your head, so you can reach out and touch things and move around a little space. So we take advantage of that tracking when you're on a bike. It's not just the pedaling we're measuring, but we know what you're leaning and looking at, and that determines your steering. So, you know, it's not just like being on a roller coaster ride. You're actually deciding which direction to go and how fast by pedaling. So that's the real motivation, you know, that we give you, because you really feel like you're in that world when you have control over where you're going.
Yeah, that's really the magic of VR. We're with Eric Malafeu, co-founder of Verzoom. We'll put all the links in the show notes and all the information. Just looking back, Eric, to the Guitar Hero Rock Band days, how crazy was that?
Oh, man. We did not expect it. We knew we'd been making music games for 5 years or so before Guitar Hero. And so we knew how to make them, and we knew they were fun. And when we, you know, brought a guitar controller along with it, we knew it was going to feel great, but the word around the company was, you know, we're going to make 50,000 people very happy, you know, because at that time, nobody had ever bought custom hardware to go along with the video games before, and, you know, or added on peripherals. And so, obviously, Guitar Hero broke that rule forever, hopefully. If you make good enough extra hardware to go with your experience, people do want it, because it provides a unique feeling that they can't otherwise get. And so we, you know, we worked on Guitar Hero for a few years, and that grew up into something even bigger called Rock Band, where we made drums and guitars and mics, and we brought them all together and make you feel like you're in a band. And then after a couple years of that, we moved over to dancing, you know, because that's another thing that uses your body. And there was a technology called the Kinect, which could look at you and figure out, like, how your arms and your head and your hands were all moving. So, you know, it's been a journey, and people definitely take to it. And I think the evolution, you know, to VG Fit is something we're taking all of those lessons learned, and so our next step is actually going to be to move past the stationary bikes. You know, besides other kinds of fitness equipment, we also want to get your full body exercises, you know, think like leg lifts and lunges and
sure.
Other kinds of things you can do that just the VR headset can track by itself, to move you around these worlds. So, you know, there's an old game Nintendo made called Wii Fit, you know, that's very much our, like, you know, our model and where we love to be, like, that popular and that polished and everybody kind of get what they could do, but bring it into the modern age, you know, modern capabilities.
Absolutely. Wrapping up with Eric Malafeu, and we're definitely looking forward to see what's coming next from you guys. And Eric, if people want to find out more, where should they go? What should they look at? And yeah, this is great for getting people up and active, and something new for them to experience is really the key here. Where can they go to see more?
They can go to our website, verzoom.com, VIRZOOM. And we came up with that name because of virtual, and Zoom to us is motion. You know, so we're all about moving in VR and that being the great motivation. And we know from studies, even this week, University of Brunel came out and said virtual reality for Zoom can keep you exercising for 26% longer than without it. And that even beat, you know, adding music, which can keep you going for 8% longer. So great numbers there. Life Fitness told us the same kind of thing. We keep people on their bikes twice as long as normal. So if you want to give it a try, just head to our site. It'll tell you what you need to get, and you can be off and going.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Eric. Best of luck, and we'll be following, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you.